In Johnny Quest, talking about the latest trends, who's the best on the Insensitive Culture Podcast. They shine, covering pop culture, one show at a time. One show at a time. Walk brings the humor, he's got the wit. Dave keeps it real, never afraid to admit. Johnny Quest, voice that soothes the soul. Perfect trio, stories unfold. From movies and TV shows to video games, they tackle it all, never holding back the reins. The Insensitive Culture Crew got the scoop, they break it down, always keeping it true.
Guys, welcome to episode 211 of Insensitive Culture. As always, you know me.
So what?
You know my guy on the other end.
And that fool Blazer, Ramon.
And the fool who chose that music. Because we are
Insensitive Culture, the podcast. Make sure you check it out, homie.
I love that you were singing that. You were mouthing it the whole time. You knew all the words.
I haven't been able to get this stupid song out of my head all week.
From movies and TV shows to video games. I don't know how this shit knows everything we're into, but goddamn, that AI is great. I just wanted, you know, for those that don't listen all the way through the whole show, we did promise that we'd play the country version, so I wanted to lead off and make sure we fulfill our promise to our fans that are not casual nerds but still listen on a weekly basis.
Absolutely, and talking about being a casual nerd, remember, to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever it is that you listen to the show, watch the show. And if you want to hear the banter that we have each and every episode before we hit record or officially record, remember to sign up for the memberships, right? This is the only time where being a basic bitch is allowed anywhere in the world.
Right? That's right.
That's all you need. That's all you need is to be a basic bitch. Right. But if you're really a fan, you can become an Insensitive Cult member and get the full package. So and that'll get you, you know, the conversations before we start the actual episode. It'll get you some discounts on some gear. It'll get you a few cool things. And there's more things to come.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah. So now that all of that is out.
Fuck you, pay me, like whatever.
That too. now that all of that shit is out the window and out of the way. How y'all feeling, man? How y'all showing up?
How y'all showing up?
I showed up.
I'm energized today. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Last week, I was not. This week, I'm good. Chug some espresso shots.
Damn.
Got my alcohol going.
Damn.
I'm zinned up.
Oh, shit.
I just did all of it, right? So we needed to get this shit going before I crash hard. Because that's going to happen at some point.
Before them zins wear off. You still fucking with those?
I just did one.
Oh yeah, they got you.
Yeah, I'm not doing them daily.
You're hooked. No, you are. They got they you. Got no, it's okay. No. They got me
I'm
too.
Not doing
so,
them
he's
daily.
So hype. His voice here. Is faster than his video.
Facts. Facts.
I left them here because I tried it last time. Smart. And I was like, I fuck with a little bit, but
I should have popped one. God damn
it. Did it actually do something for you last week? Like you?
No, I was fucking. Last week I was dragging. I was dragging a lot.
And you ain't popped it since last week?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Here we go.
So it really
we back at it.
See? So you're not.
Oh, is this a sponsored episode, you guys?
I guess.
Forgive me, Father, for I am about to zin.
Oh, man. I mean, it's a thing, man. I don't know. I can't. I like nicotine.
I do too. It's
but so I don't good. Like smoking. I can't vape.
It's gross. Vaping's gross.
I'm good on all that shit. So anyway.
Yeah.
Enough about me. How are you guys?
I'm showing up.
Yeah. Okay. Showing up. I'm glad you did.
I'm jealous actually that you fucking had some time to watch the last episode of Shogun.
Mm-hmm.
Was it fire, by the way? Like, was that, because that's it. Like, this isn't like a, hey, the next season of Shogun's going to come out. Like, without spoilers, obviously. How fire was the finale?
The finale, you know, I can't really spoil it, but it looks like this will not be the end.
Whoa. Wait a second. That sounds like a spoiler to me. So there's going to be no final.
It seems like there's, I mean, is it a miniseries?
I thought it was. I was under the impression that it was like a one and done.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm saying there's possibly a chance. Let's see.
Or at least they left it open is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a miniseries. I don't know. It feels like there could be, but.
Actually, no, they, I have no idea.
I can't say anything without giving it away. So you guys have to watch it, and then we have to discuss afterward. But
I'm so far behind.
And that's why, because like there was a thing that happened last week's episode.
How many episodes is it total? 10?
10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm like on 5.
Oh shit! Oh my god!
Yeah. Are you tripping? Tripping, bro.
Well, you know, once the wife really got mad with the Japanese.
Yeah, no. I remember that.
Yeah, and it just became a me only show. And then the one time I did try to watch by myself, it was too late at night, and I was falling asleep. And then I just haven't picked it back up because I saw all these other shows that I've been, you know, telling y'all about. I'm fucking with.
Yeah, I'm already on season 2 of From.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not playing.
Nah.
Not fucking around with the From. It's fire then, I take it. Is it better than Dark?
No, I wouldn't say it's better than Dark. It's not as intricate as Dark. Dark went like in, you know, it's time travel, it's, you know, it's like Nolan-esque where shit is.
Oh, there's no time travel in From.
No.
It's just okay, it's just that.
Yeah, they just end up in this town. Nobody knows where the town is. They're starting to unravel something.
It's more like Lost.
Kind of, yeah. Where they can't escape.
They can't escape.
They're trying to figure out what's going on.
I remember watching it. I'm pretty sure when I started it, it was still called Epics or Epics or whatever.
Oh, Epics. Yeah, Epics.
MGM Plus.
EPIX.
But now I guess it's on Prime because they own MGM Plus. So I do got to check it out. It's on.
Yeah, I did find out that because last week when I mentioned it as my fucking with, that the first season you can stream without signing up for MGM Plus. Oh. Second season they lure you in with that first season. Second season you got to sign up. But I'm going to try to bang it out in the 7-day trial.
I was going to say, so how are you doing this trial mode?
Yeah, it's a 7-day trial, and I'm going to bang out.
That's the way to do it, baby.
10 episodes in 7 days.
Words.
Just going to watch it as much as I can. So
that was one of the things I was going to bring up, so we'll talk about that.
All right. Well, since y'all showing up properly this week, let's get into some let's get into some questions. All right,
word. Question. All right, fellas, I'm gonna need you to name an actor or actress that does a lot of bad movies but is never bad in them. They're always bringing it, you know. It's not, the movie's not on them. They, you know, they're holding their own. Who you got? And don't say Frank Grillo. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
I was going to say, man, Frank Grillo.
Nah, fuck all that.
He brings it every single time, bro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, shitty movies, but he brings it in every single time.
I mean, kind of, I guess. You could argue that he really, like, he thinks he's bringing it. I don't necessarily know that it's been brought, but he definitely is trying.
Sure. No, but I knew you were going to expect the Frank Grillo, so I did have that on the list, but not seriously.
That's why I shit on it immediately.
Yeah. You know, this one was a hard one because it's tough to think of good actors in bad movies.
Sure.
Like, how many fucking bad movies have I seen with a specific actor and thought, fuck, he brought that shit.
He brought that shit
into the shitty ass fucking movie.
Sure.
He brought the action. I would have to say I have one and an honorable mention, I guess. Okay. I fuck with Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. Wait, didn't he win an Oscar for The Piano?
Yeah.
The Pianist.
The Pianist? The Pianist,
yes.
I don't know if Oscar winners count. I think it was
He's a good movie. If you look up his movie history,
yeah,
he has some good movies in there, but he has more shitty movies than good movies.
Okay. I guess I just wasn't expecting an Oscar winner, I guess, is what okay. I...
All right. If that one is not acceptable,
yeah,
I would say this is an off-the-wall one, but James Marsden. He's in a lot of shitty movies. He's more popular right now for Sonic.
Sure.
And he was in the X-Men movies. He played Cyclops.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever... He's been in a lot of shittier movies, but it's never him that's the problem. It's his movie choices.
Okay. Maybe it's his agent.
It's maybe
fucking,
his agent.
Fucking
yeah.
him up. Okay.
Yeah. He's not a terrible actor.
I like that. Not an Oscar winner either, so that tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny,
right, who y'all got?
Johnny, what do you got?
A good actor in a bad movie, but not bad in the movie.
Correct.
Yes. Like it was never his performance that was bad. It was just the movie. The movie was a shitty choice.
You know, I'm gonna say Jeff Goldblum's in a lot of weird, shitty movies.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. But nowadays he plays himself, though.
He plays it well?
True.
He plays it well?
He does play it well.
Lately, he definitely pushes harder on the, I'm Jeff Goldblum, and I...
Oh, I'm so quirky. Yeah.
That's definitely more lately.
Yeah.
But I would say earlier on, let's say, you know.
The Fly.
The mid-aughts. Like post-Fly.
Oh, okay, post-Fly.
Right? Like Fly's a great movie.
it's okay.
But like there's other movies he was in that were like,
sure,
not so great. But you could even say his time in some of those. He was only in Ragnarok, right? Or he wasn't in any other MCU movie.
I feel like he might have been in another, like it felt like a flashback or another universe or something. I feel like we saw him again, but maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
He was in What If. He was in,
What If.
Damn, yeah. It was that far back.
Animated.
Yeah, he was just in Ragnarok. That was it.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be...
And the fact that I can't think of many movies for him.
If I get an honorable mention...
I'll give... Yeah, go for it. You got an honorable mention? Go for it.
I got an honorable mention. I don't... It's tough because he's like a well-known good actor. He's just been in so many shit movies.
What do we got?
And unfortunately, you know, we've... found out it's a lot of that is due to the cognitive decline. Bruce Willis.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Backup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. It's a good backup.
We always remember him for his good roles.
Like, right? I don't think even in the, you know, 2005 to 2015 era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't think he ever mailed it in. Like, no. Most of those movies were probably B movies.
I'm looking at all of his movies right now, and there's at least like 15 from 2021 to now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
God,
more.
That's crazy.
So you know
knowing what we know now about his cognitive decline,
mm-hmm.
and that it's been happening for a while. The fact that there's been 15 movies released since 2021,
yeah,
doesn't it feel like someone was trying to squeeze out the last life of
They're
him?
Like, we're losing like, him. Like Let's fucking agent. Get him in there.
like an agent was like, get him into as much as he can because he's never going to make us any more money.
Yeah, I feel like the last
just taking movies. Advantage of him.
Last 10 years, it was almost like a lot of direct to DVD type movies.
Well, that's
like,
why I was saying, you know, 2005 to 2015. Yeah. It was a lot of that. But it maybe later, let's say 2010 to 2020.
Yeah.
But then, like, the 2021 post is just like, geez, 15 fucking movies that were all like bullshit, direct to streaming, direct to DVD bullshit.
Yeah. I want to say the last movie that was worth watching.
That just seems like they were fucking.
The last movie really that he has time. That was worth watching was Glass, and that was in 2019.
Yeah. Just before that cutoff Johnny was talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a good one. But right. he wasn't really the star of Glass.
Right.
No, but he was reprising
his
role.
He was one of the majors,
from,
he was, because he was reprising his role. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Good call.
Yeah, so that was the last one, and everything after that was just straight to
maybe I'll just make him my number one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he I has like done, especially lately, like you said. I have two as well, an honorable mention and one that was like my major one.
Okay.
Do you guys know Titus Welliver, the dude who plays Bosch, if you're familiar with Bosch on, Amazon?
Yeah.
That dude... I remember him from Sons of Anarchy, like that role. Like he was like one of the IRA dudes, I feel like, in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, that's right.
But that dude is such a fucking badass. And if you go through his IMDb, like he has some good movies he was in for sure. Like he, you know, some big ones. Like he was in The Town and Argo were two of the more well known ones I saw, but he's done a lot of fucking weird movies.
He was in The Mandalorian.
What did he do? I don't remember him in Mando.
He was an Imperial captain. It just says
probably
captain.
Crushed it.
Probably in costume or something.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. One episode. He fucking brings it every time. And that dude, he does. I said, he scared the shit out of me. I remember him being pretty intimidating in Sons of Anarchy, that arc that he had on there. I feel like his TV and movie choices are pretty fucking scattered. Like I said, there's good ones, but for the most part, it's just like him. Looks like picking up work on, you know, whatever he can do. And though I haven't seen all of it, I'm pretty positive that like he crushed it in all of those. Yeah. Like, because he handles his shit.
He handles his shit. No, I think that's a good one. I mean, I'm going back to 2010.
Yeah,
he was in Lost
2009,
too.
And there's just so much bullshit in here.
I mean,
there's
he was in Lost. Stuff. He was in Supernatural, Monk.
Yeah,
Monk.
Prison Break.
My man had work. He's been working. Suits.
Yeah, The Town.
Argo.
Yeah. So he was in some good stuff, but most of this is just shit TV shows. Grimm.
Paying the bills.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Titus Welliver.
Just I don't know why I thought of him, but that question made me think of that dude.
No, it was good.
Anyone that can carry a whole show on their back across 7 seasons.
Damn, there's 7 seasons of Bosch?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I feel like I watched like maybe the first season and then fell off for whatever reason. Not because it was bad, just because. Damn.
I got to pick that one.
For sure. That I remember that. And it had Marlo from The Wire in it. I don't know if you remember if you guys got that far in The Wire. But that dude was also pretty fucking. That dude was pretty good, too. I mean, not my honorable mention, but whoever plays Marlo Stanfield in The Wire, that dude was pretty fucking good character actor. My honorable mention, actually, was Danny DeVito. I feel like Danny DeVito is one of those dudes who is not going to pick up an Oscar, but he does just about anything and everything. And if you look at his producer credits, that dude produces shit that you wouldn't even expect in your wildest fucking dreams. And, you know, anything that dude acts in, he's killing it because he's fucking Danny DeVito. So, you know, he's bringing it. So that was my honorable mention.
He's another one where he's at the point where he's just plays Danny DeVito.
Yeah, and he's just got money too, so he's throwing it at anything that needs some producing. He's got you.
Yeah, I mean he did Migration, that recent movie, fucking Haunted Mansion. He's a producer. Well, he was in that too. Storybots, fucking Minions.
I'm pretty sure he was a producer on Pulp Fiction too. Yeah. Like, that
Dumbo,
shit started
Jumanji,
back in the day.
Smallfoot, he was an actor in that, so he was, you know, they made him a comedian. Yeah, nice.
I mean, he's been around for so long.
Oh, for sure.
He right? has been, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since what, the 70s? Yeah,
he better have been throwing his money at him all this time. I mean, honestly, I feel like maybe he just doesn't want to, but I feel like he could handle like a really dramatic role and win an Oscar.
He has the chops for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree really with think that.
He could.
Has he played in anything like that?
Anything serious? I mean, there were some couple serious moments in Twins, but nothing that sure. I can really.
Good question there, DeVito.
I mean, I'm sure he has. He has movies from all the way from the 1970.
Yeah.
His first movie, he played a thug. He's just named Thug.
And he fucked that role and fucking crushed it.
Word.
Fucking who hires a 4'9" thug, by the way? Thug, that's right? Another question that I have, by the way.
Here's one I haven't seen, and maybe I'll never see it, but One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, no, that's a good one, dude. That's a really...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That put Jack Nicholson on the map.
Yeah,
I think I started watching it one day, or maybe I caught a small piece of it, but I didn't know he was in that.
Nurse Ratched.
Yeah, Nurse Ratched. I like that show. That show, it was a good show.
Nurse Ratched?
I never watched that. Yeah.
I think I started it. I wasn't a big fan.
You're like, meh.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't survive COVID, I want to say, so couldn't be that great. That one, the girl who plays her, what the hell is her name? Nurse Ratched. What the hell is her name? Anyway.
I don't even remember. I remember the series, but I can't even picture the chick.
She's in all of the American Horror Stories. Sarah Paulson.
Oh, Sarah Paulson. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. See, and that aired in 2020, so it didn't survive.
I think it didn't survive. That's COVID. An actress that could. I feel like
she's another.
She's
one.
In roles. Yeah, she handles her shit, bro. What maybe yeah. She was whatchamacall in the OJ show on FX or Hulu or whatever that was. Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark.
Yeah, she fucking killed that, bro.
She got nominated for an Emmy, I think.
Did she?
I'm not sure
yeah,
she
no,
won,
that I
I'm
think
sure
you might be right. Yet. That sounds right.
Yeah,
she's been in so much shit though, and yeah, she. Oh, that's right. She was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I forgot.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show.
Nice.
Bird Box. I don't remember her being in that. She was in Glass. She was in a lot of good shit, but anyway, yeah, she's another one that brings it.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking time.
Yep. Throw an actress in there for good measure.
Where? All right.
Question number two. Assuming y'all had proper training, you have to pick from one of two missions. Solo in a submarine down to the Titanic, or solo in a spaceship to the moon. Which one y'all fucking with?
I would go solo to the moon.
Solo to the moon.
In a spaceship.
And why is that?
There's something. I am afraid of the ocean. Yes, I guess it's a faster death if that shit implodes, I guess. Right? It's a faster death.
Yeah.
Because it's like instantaneous, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't even know.
Space, no?
No, I mean, you could
implode, no?
You could. I mean, you could implode, absolutely. But you could also get off course and, you know, your ship loses thrusters and then you're just drifting off into the abyss until you pass away.
Sure. But that could happen to your below water as well.
To your floating.
Now you're going to run out of oxygen, bro, and just
no propulsion.
Go to sleep.
Can't. Yeah, so you're thinking that you're in a spaceship that has perpetual oxygen?
You'll run out of oxygen in a spaceship, but I feel like you would at least have more than a tiny little sub, bro, that's like, you know, a little compartment. Like, I'm picturing a spaceship that you're like floating around and shit. Like, you'll be good for at least a little bit longer, I would think, than a sub.
Yeah, I guess it's a larger vessel. Contains more, sure. Or rather, it stores more oxygen.
Sure. Or maybe you land on a planet that's hospitable. You're not landing on shit underwater, dog. You're
fucking. You're not. Nah.
That's zero chance.
What planet are you landing on?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's more. It's. I feel like it's more plausible than being adrift underwater.
Yeah. I think that maybe because we don't know shit about space or anything like that, and it's, for me at least, like, it's unfathomable, right, to do that. That I'm more gearing, you know, leaning towards that way. I don't know shit about the ocean, but I know that just being
humankind.
Like, humankind. Like, I think it's only been
like 7% of the, something stupid like that. Yeah.
So much of the ocean we have not.
Correct. But I have seen enough about the fucking ocean that I am deathly terrified of the fucking ocean.
To be fair, I feel like a sub dive to the Titanic, it would be a lot quicker than going to the moon, for what it's worth.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like the actual trip.
The actual trip, yeah.
Assuming everything is a success.
Yep. Everything's good to go. Well, like, you'd be back and, I mean, you know, probably same day. You know, like,
6 hour trip.
For sure. Right? For sure. How long does it take? How long, like, in Apollo 13 did it take for them to fly to the moon? Like,
I mean, in Apollo 13, much slower rockets, but let's say
days. Okay, so let's say, I feel like it was like 3 days. Let's say it was 3 days there, 3 days back. That's almost a week in space versus like 12 hours in a sub. I don't know.
The vessel would be the main thing. Like, if I'm...
It's not controlled with a Mad Cats controller. And you are trained, so you know, like, the different devices and shit. Like, you know what's up. You're good.
If it's like if it's a naval sub, like if something like that, I'd be down for that.
No, I mean, it's not like you're not like apples Sean Connery and fucking Hunt for Red October, but
you got to match it apples to apples, because you're not gonna be in some rinky dink ass fucking Virgin Mobile spaceship to go to the fucking moon.
It's a SpaceX shuttle. How does that make you feel?
So a SpaceX space shuttle and a SpaceX
submarine. SpaceX makes both of them.
Okay. I don't trust either.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm sticking with my answer because that's what I said. I'd rather go out to space than to go into the ocean.
That's fair. On some three body problem shit, let my man just drift through.
Bro, the ocean scares the fuck out of me.
Same, like, bro.
I wanna do a cruise, but then again, I'm okay with not doing a cruise.
Right. No,
I
never want to do a cruise.
No, there's something about like staring out in every direction is just water. That it's.
Is not a big deal, because I feel like, at least that's not my concern on cruises, because only happens in, like, you don't really get that experience unless you go to like the point, the front, or, you know, the stern or the bow,
which
you wouldn't do. And from my understanding, these cruise ships are so fucking massive that most of the time you don't actually even see the ocean. Like, you're seeing all the like rooms and parks and
I'm watching a movie. I'm at the bar. Like, you're doing so many dinner. Wild
clapping shit. Cheeks. You're clapping like you're cheeks up in there. You're not even worried about the water, son.
Facts.
Yeah. My biggest fear would be like a storm.
Yeah, my fear is rogue waves, storms, toilets shutting down.
I fear a norovirus outbreak.
Yeah, so any virus, sort of sickness that randomly passes through the place, anything that causes the ship to like pause or we can't continue for any reason. And then you're stuck at sea. For some reason, at that point, I do want to run to the stern or bow and see like all around me and feel how utterly trapped I am, and then curse everyone out for making me come on this cruise.
Imagine looking back at the earth. You're trapped and you're just looking back like there's nowhere. You go to the bow, it doesn't matter where you go.
I mean you're equally isolating. Yeah, you're equal. I mean, you have a chance that there's going to be, you know, like, you know, the whatever the vessel. So, okay. Think of this, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Something goes wrong. You're now floating away from Earth, right? And like you said, worst case scenario, you run out of oxygen, you fall asleep, you're dead, right?
Yep.
Sure. So you're trapped in the middle of the fucking ocean, right? let's say worst case scenario, the fucking ship is going down.
Wait, we're not, the cruise isn't part of this question. What are we talking about right now?
Oh, well,
we're veering I'm just, off course.
Okay. Well, yeah. Worst case scenario, I guess in a submarine is instantaneous. That shit just crushes you.
Boom.
And yeah, you're dust.
Historically experienced worst case scenario.
Yes, we have. We heard those sounds. We heard that audio, that creaking.
Well, let's say you make it out though. Like, like what are you doing? Yeah, you're equally as isolated. You're going to die either way. If there is a remote chance that you will actually survive in the submarine, I don't want to be in water, like surrounded by fucking the creepy shit that's in that water. You know there is shit in that water.
Absolutely shit in that water. That will fuck you up. Yep. It's going to get you, son. All right. So he's sticking with space. Yeah. You made a good space case.
If you don't drown, something will eat you.
Okay.
That's why I said, man, we just because we've never seen a Megalodon doesn't mean that it's not like surviving in some sort of depth. You know? It just went deeper into the earth. We just don't run into it.
I feel like that RFK bus rubbed off on you, son.
Or they're in the down there with King Kong and Godzilla.
We don't know, bro. 7
Exactly.
7%.
Word.
We've only explored 7% of the ocean, and y'all seem like y'all.
Johnny, you swimming? You swimming or you flying?
No. You see, y'all are hilariously only focusing on
I know.
The worst possible thing that could happen. Yes. Worst case scenario, this is the choice that I'm making. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking best case scenario, I survive either one of these. Best case scenario, I do the sub, I get to see the Titanic, and then I come back and I'm like,
that was pretty cool.
I saw the Titanic. That was kind of cool.
Facts.
On the moon, I get to fucking go to the moon.
You can moonwalk, yeah. Dog.
Fucking fly off of the earth, see the earth escape me, or as I escape the earth, get turned into a little tiny little ball behind me. And then I land on the moon and I get to walk around the moon and then I get to go back in a spaceship and take off and return back fucking home. I mean, like, that is the stuff
gets to float and shit.
There's only less than like 100 people, I feel like, have been to space, or less than 200 people. It's a shockingly small number for the amount of people that have actually been. Yeah, just to space. Amount of
people that have been on a lunar mission.
It's like six people. Six, yeah, it's nothing crazy.
If I had the opportunity, 100%, I'm going up, not down.
Yeah, I'm going that route.
Yeah.
And that's like in Constellation, you're now arguing with folks who are, because it has to do with space travel and shit. You're listening to astronauts and shit. And one of the older astronauts would literally argue with people that are conspiracy theorists, telling them that he never went to the moon.
Oh,
he's like, how the fuck are you going to tell me that I never went to the fucking moon?
Right.
Right.
You know,
I joined flat earth groups, tell them to suck my dick.
Word.
Facts.
I mean,
you're just
I'm down to do that. Yeah.
Facts, dude. No, I was thinking about submarine, but now I feel like I have to walk on the moon, bro. I have to do my thing. Like, did you guys watch the new Adam Sandler movie where he's like in space and he's the astronaut with like that weird creature that was like Paul Dano voice, that spider thing?
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't even know. I'm assuming it's a Netflix movie.
It is. Definitely a Netflix movie. No. But like,
it looks interesting. It looks
interesting. It does. And I definitely want to check it out.
Is it not a comedy?
It is not a comedy. No.
No. I know that.
Just from the trailer, like, it was pretty fucking weird, dude. And I feel like that would be kind of dope just to go on a space mission. Because like you said, mad people have been in subs. Like, that's not a big deal. And the Titanic would be tight. Don't get me wrong. Checking out all that shit. We learned about it in school and it was tight, but like the moon, dude. I've always wanted to be in like zero gravity. First of all, I've always wanted to like just float around and shit. Like there's none of that underwater.
So dope. Even because you said these are solo missions, right?
These are dolo. Yeah. You're by yourself.
Even solo, man. I feel like the moon would be so fucking fire. It would be a long ass time to be by myself. It'd be really cool if they let me pop some edibles or something. Probably won't let me burn any
Nah, I would. I wouldn't want to in case like I burned like the oxygen up and it started. Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, for that reason, it's probably why they wouldn't let you do it. But if I could pop some edibles,
I don't see any reason you couldn't.
Some shrooms,
bro.
Imagine tripping on shrooms while you're flying
and like looking at the Earth while you're shrooming, bro. Like from space, what continents are melting and shit? It's tight. Yeah, it's got to be space. That's got to be the. Gotta be the answer. That's facts. Good call. All right. Last question, and it's going to be a tough one, guys. I'm not going to lie. Uh-oh. It's going to be a marry, fuck, kill, and we're coming in hot. Margot Robbie, Sydney Sweeney, Ana de Armas. Mm-hmm. And this is I want to hear my man walk first because this was on him.
Oh, I had no. I just came across it online. I didn't even put any thought to this.
I feel like separately these girls have been in Mary Fuck Kills that we've.
Oh yeah, no, they definitely have, and I'm pretty sure they won their rounds. So
okay,
yeah. This is like the playoffs. This is the Mary Fuck Kill playoffs. MFK playoffs.
Let's see. Wow. This is a tough one.
I know.
I understand why Johnny would want this person killed, but
I feel like I know, whoa, I know, who does Johnny want killed?
Oh, he'll tell me his own answer. But right. Let me see. Oh, this is rough. I would have to regrettably have to.
Ooh, regrettably. I guess regrettably for sure.
Yeah.
He's gonna do it. You ready for this? He's gonna fucking kill Margot Robbie. He's gonna. She's
no,
gonna die.
No. I would have to kill Sydney Sweeney.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Fortunately, she has great tits.
Fantastic. The best.
Yeah, yeah. But compared to the other two, so I'd have to kill her. I would have to. Fuck. This is a tough one, yo. I'd have to kill Sydney Sweeney. I'd have to marry Ana de Armas, and I would have to fuck Margot Robbie.
Of course. That's
fair. It's not of course, because I was trying to lean the other way, like, because Margot is definitely one that you could fucking marry. She's the most successful. She's hot.
I think Ana de Armas is just Mary off the bat. It's just who am I going to fuck and who am I going to kill? Because we already know that Ana de Armas is Mary without question, right? We can all agree on that. We're all going to marry Ana de Armas. Johnny, you're going to marry Ana de Armas, right?
I know yours. I know yours.
He is.
Go ahead. You already said you're married.
I'm going to marry Ana de Armas. I'm going to kill Sydney Sweeney because, I mean, she, like you said, she has great tits and it's going to hurt. I wouldn't take any fun in having to do that. Do I have to actually kill them myself? Because that's not cool. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah,
I guess.
Because that makes it tougher. I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, I wouldn't.
And I'm going to fuck Margot Robbie because I've wanted to fuck Margot Robbie since I even knew who Sydney Sweeney was. So that I feel like that's not facts. Fair that's to facts. Margot. To be like, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, this new hot girl.
Sure, she's got fantastic tits. But aside from the tits, I'll be honest. I feel like she'd be kind of a boring lay. I feel like she's relying heavily on the tits to like carry her through that pound session. And they would. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'd be okay with it. But that's not the end all be all, bro. You like, when's the last time you're like, oh, I banged this chick and it was so great because her tits were so huge. I mean, it's cool, but...
Yeah.
Margot, like, she's got a smoking body, and I feel like she's got a little,
Ana de Armas,
little bit freakier.
Ana de Armas, the way she played a freak in Deep Water.
Yeah, we know the hand licking, like the hand licking gift, bro. Yeah, that's a rap shot. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, wifey.
Yeah, there's that, and then there's Margot Robbie
in Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And sure, Sydney Sweeney's tits are out all over Euphoria, and I don't know, whatever else she does, but...
Anyway, let's get Johnny's.
You know, I feel like
Sydney Sweeney is not getting enough love here.
No, absolutely not. That's an automatic kill. Like, You're dead on. I think everything you said is 100%. You know, she's riding her whole career on those breasts.
On those slammers.
They're really not. I don't think they're that amazing.
I mean, let's not get crazy here, yeah. Johnny. I understand how you feel, but to say that those tits are not fantastic is just an absurd lie.
But how many of those exist?
There's a lot of fat tits out there. I'll give you that.
She's a beautiful girl too. Let's throw that in there.
Probably very sweet too.
She's all right.
Never met her, but I assume she's a nice sweet
person.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like she's cool. But I don't think I've been exposed to her enough. And then the little that I have, I haven't really thought that she was of high talent. So I'm like, meh, no reason to keep her around. While, you know, the obvious answer is to marry Ana de Armas, I'm going to actually say fuck Ana de Armas.
She's a good lay.
Like y'all mentioned, multiple exposures to freakiness, to know that freakiness, but also being a Cuban lady of Latin descent, I'm sure she can get crazy after a long time. She's an alpha, character, in her, not in as she has played, but as a personality, right? Like she took herself out of nothing and became a freaking superstar. I feel like our personalities would clash and it wouldn't last long anyway. So might as well get the best that I could out of there. And I feel like Margot Robbie still has a good trajectory in Hollywood. You know, if you would have asked me a few years ago, I would have thought, nah, she's just going to play a bunch of dumb blondes for a while. But I feel like she's gotten a lot of really good roles over the last, 5, 6, 7 years. And her career is just going to continue to blossom. And so let me ride that train for as long as I can. And she'll probably take my advice every now and then. I'll listen to her advice every now and then, and it'd be a good back and forth there.
Are you her agent or her husband?
Both.
Both, yeah.
I didn't expect anyone to not marry Ana de Armas. And I feel like if we would have let him go first, he would have married Ana de Armas 100%.
Probably. But as the more I thought about it, the more I was like,
yeah, I was right there with you. I was right there with you with that
little Latina crazy, you know.
I wasn't so quick to dismiss marrying Margot Robbie as Dave was.
Okay.
Ana de Armas she's beautiful, you know, she's a beautiful Latina.
Gorgeous.
And you know, but Margot, obviously she's talented. She's also gorgeous.
Spelled different.
That was a tough selection for me. The kill was the easy.
I agree.
So.
Yeah. Y'all seen that producer that was talking shit about Sydney Sweeney that came out?
Oh, yeah. We'll
big news
that
this week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
discuss
that.
Yeah. Unless that was part of your news, we could just throw that in there. Yeah, we could talk about that. But anyway, yeah. Speaking of that, you want to jump into the news?
Let's do it.
You know what it's time for. News
clips. Yeah. So I don't really have a lot to talk about this week as far as news. A lot of the shit that has happened has been kind of boring. Political shit. Trump's in court again. Blah, blah, blah. Something that did happen, I know we've talked about it a while ago when it was first floated around during the 2020 time, first year show, whatever. Mm-hmm. TikTok ban. We talked about it previously. Seemed like they were talking, they were serious about it. Then it kind of went away. Didn't hear anything about it again.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't heard anything about that shit.
And now all the news reared its head around, and it has it's passed the House, and people are pretty much. So what they did, so it passed the bill was introduced, I think last month or a month and a half ago, to ban TikTok, and it passed the House, but it kind of just stalled. or at least they got out of committee, and it kind of just stalled. But now what they did was they attached it to the Ukraine bill, Ukraine funding slash Israel funding slash Taiwan funding, like all these countries that we're giving money to help keep them away from Russia and China. They threw in this, and we're going to give TikTok 1 year, actually 9 months, to sell itself or get blocked in the U.S. Jeez. And so because it's attached to those things, it easily passed the House, and more than likely everyone's expecting it to pass the Senate. Mm. And Biden is pretty steadfast in saying he will ban TikTok. He's got no problem with it.
Did TikTok file?
You lost like my vote.
Countersuit. I thought I saw something about TikTok filing a lawsuit about all this. Maybe that could.
I don't know. I did not see, but I'm sure they probably
just to
have.
Like delay and give them some time to get their shit together.
Yeah, I mean they get 9 months. So originally the one that passed last month or whatever said they had 6 months. Now they get 9 months, and if they have a serious deal to sell within those 9 months, then they can, you know, they have up until a whole year to complete the sale. But Beijing has basically said they will not allow a sale of TikTok.
So it's like, hey, from ByteDance.
So it's basically going to get banned if this is signed.
Yeah.
Why are they so gung-ho?
Well, yeah, what is it about TikTok in particular? Like, I don't understand.
I get what they're saying.
It's just that it's foreign-owned by China. Like, that's
specifically foreign-owned by a Chinese company that has been given funding in some port, in some part, rather, by the CCP, because pretty much every major corporation in China gets government funding. To be fair, so do many U.S. companies get some sort of government breaks, maybe not funding directly, but breaks, tax breaks, which kind of act like funding. In China, they give direct money into those organizations that they think will succeed. And due to that, their claims are that, you know, if, you know, for some reason the Chinese Communist Party wanted to get access to American data, or probably what I think is more of an actual risk is if they wanted to influence the algorithm of TikTok towards whatever information they want to drive, you know, highlighting the voices that are saying the things that they approve of. Because, I mean, I'm sure you recall there was maybe a month or so, 2 months back, maybe longer. I don't know. Time is of a fleeting thought for me right now. But there was some time within the last 6 months where all of a sudden, because of some videos on TikTok, the sayings of Osama bin Laden started getting praise amongst some TikTokers because of the things that he was saying about, you know, America, which, let's be honest, are factual, right? The atrocities that America has done over the years. And so people were taking his quotes from some of the manifestos that he wrote and then saying those on TikTok, and then they started getting, you know, talking about them and then, you know, expounding on them a little bit and, you know, highlighting them. And those started gaining, you know, trends on TikTok itself. And so,
but that's that happens on all these social media sites. I mean, not specifically that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The question is, can that be specifically influenced by the Chinese government in an effort to drive anti-U.S. conversation, right? Can that happen on others? Yes. But they could also readdress, oh, man, that's so weird that there's all this anti-LGBTQ hate popping up on the media, on our channels, let's readjust our algorithm. Whereas maybe TikTok influences it more and pushes the button harder to drive more of that because they, for whatever reason, think that it would help their cause. That's the concept, at least, by the anti-TikTok crowd.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. I figured they just wanted to. They always rally against, you know, they pick and choose the social media that they no longer want. And, you know, Facebook, Instagram, now they're all owned by the same fucking company. And, you know, it's like a monopoly. And then when you get that one, you know, that one thing that isn't playing by the rules of, you know, of the U.S. government and shit like that, you know, they're not playing by those rules, then it has to go. And TikTok was huge on the music market. Like it was impacting music sales and shit like that. So it had
big. But then they lost that deal with Universal.
Yeah,
where
they
pulled all their music, and now you got a bunch of videos on TikTok that are just silent.
Mm-hmm.
You do, yeah. And I mean, that did spawn the fucking dance videos to the most random songs, like in a funny way, right? People were making fun of that shit.
Yeah.
How they're just creating dance songs to the most random sounds and shit, which is actually pretty funny. But still, I think it was just more like they saw that this was gaining traction and they cannot control it. And the fact that they cannot control it is the real reason, you know, other than all the propaganda shit, which very, very, very much so are valid points, right? These things could happen. But really, this site took a lot of money, or is making a lot of money, is generating so much revenue, and we're not getting a piece of that. So you know what? It has to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least that's how it seems, but what the fuck do I know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's always money.
There's gotta be some of that. Yeah. There's gotta be some of that. Not saying that it's going to be the main reason, but definitely when people are getting money and the government can't make money along with you or make them, you know, get their cut.
Yeah.
They're coming for you in one way or another, and they will ban you if they can't do anything.
Well, so
else.
Like TikTok creators, you know, let's say they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars, like the big boys, like they're getting taxed on that, right? Like that's going to the American government. So
I guess, yeah.
They should be getting our cut. I feel like it's more just that communist regime backing that is really scaring them on some like 50s communist type shit. Like,
yeah, but I don't
like think about, and the there is, I do think that there is probably something, because that's, I think, the most dangerous as well as most powerful part of TikTok is the algorithm, right? Like that's what makes it addictive and entertaining. Well, however you, those two words can be interchangeable with each other, right? Like people are obviously entertained, but also addicted, right? The flick style, that's the whole reason Instagram copied it and turned into Reels, right? Like that's a thing.
Yeah.
And then the algorithm that TikTok creates is more engaging than the Reels algorithm. And so how is that influenced? We don't know. That's always just been kind of the driving force, I think, behind a lot of this is the unknown of what can be, and also, like, you know, you have to remember, you know, TikTok is personal to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So your experience on TikTok could absolutely be like, I don't even understand why they're going after it. Like, it ain't nothing but, like, I don't see anything but comedy shit on here and drills and, you know, whatever. And somebody else might be like, oh, I don't ever see anything but fucking dance, and someone else might be like, oh man, I learned so much about, you know, health, and my pediatrician guidance is on here. And there's a lot of good shit that's available on there for sure. Mm-hmm. I think there's absolutely just that concern on, and the other thing too is, remember, in China, right, you don't get Facebook, you don't get Google, you don't get Twitter, you don't get Instagram. They just recently banned WhatsApp.
Damn.
Like all these American companies, you don't even get access to over there.
It's WeChat.
You get WeChat, you get Baidu, you get Weibo. Like that, those are your options. And so, you know, it's kind of understood. Well, that's because they're, you know, a communist regime, and you know, of course they would be autocratic and not allow things, and we're all free speech. How far do you let that go, though, right? You know, if it's truly has the potential to be under control by folks that can influence us. I don't know how true it is. You know, I've heard this meme, I guess I would say, of if you go to TikTok in China, it's nothing like TikTok in the rest of the world. I'm sure you guys have seen that, right, before?
Yeah.
No,
I haven't. It's, you know, people claim that, well, one, there is no TikTok in China. It has a different, I can't remember the name of the app, but ByteDance has a totally different app in China. Mm. And the version that they run in China supposedly is all, like, which I think is bullshit, like educational videos and stuff that, you know, makes their teens and their... either their social media watching crowd learn more and become wiser and smarter and all that. I don't think that's actually the case, but that's what is a big claim, right? Is that TikTok over there is, but over here it's all dance videos and, you know, pranks.
Yeah. And the people voting on this shit is all fucking old people.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what the fuck a TikTok is versus a tweet and a blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're fucking idiots.
Some of them. I would definitely agree. Some of them know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, you might have your young people that don't have their head up their boomer ass.
Yeah.
Anyways,
you're not wrong.
So TikTok,
you're not wrong.
I just wanted to know your ideas there. The other thing I had here was apparently a story came out about a new type of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Canceling your subscriptions. Folks, 40% apparently of all cancellations and new subscriptions are from people that previously canceled their subscriptions.
Yeah.
And so there's this new trend now, instead of channel surfing, it's subscription surfing.
Mm-hmm.
So very similar to kind of what Wack was saying, is signing up for something new, maybe only rocking it through the first 7 days, maybe not getting that first 7 days, right? Let's say Wack tries to kill the rest of season two or get through, you know, that rest of season two. But let's say something pops up, he can't make it, he ends up paying for the next 30 days or the next 21 days of that subscription, but then he cancels it immediately after. So then, you know, he's got it for 30 days, they get to count him as a new subscriber number. Mm-hmm. And then he cancels it after those 30, because he's got everything he wanted. There's nothing else on MGM Plus he wanted to watch. That's the new thing. Have y'all been, besides this one example of what, have y'all done a lot of that? Or
I've done it in the past. Yeah.
Bro, as long as subscription free trials have been a thing, have been hopping the them trials, shits for.
So past free trials. Okay, now you've already done free trials.
You do it
unless
for
you
one
are,
month.
You're creating new email accounts for every, you know, new sub. Are you like just, you know, paying for 1 month and then watching, you know, the that whole, like, you know, let's say. I canceled for Netflix, Halo. And then Stranger Things comes out. I signed back up for Netflix, finished Stranger Things, then canceled again.
Nah, I've never done that. Like, I'm in. Like, I feel like I'm too lazy to cancel and then start and then do it. Like, I'm just going to pay the shit. I'm going to go to it. The only time I've ever canceled was recently. I had to do, like, a subscription cleanup because my debit card had expired, and I got sent a new one that I moved to Bank of America, did a whole thing. So, like, anything that was attached to that card, which is pretty much all my subscriptions, dude, like, I had to like, take inventory of and be like, all right, yeah, I need to redo this. So I'm in a really good spot where, like, I know what I have, what I'm being used. But, like, there was
a
bunch of shit.
How many subscriptions did you cut?
I would say probably at least 4 or 5.
Nice.
Yeah. And it felt good because, like, they weren't, you know, they weren't, like, a lot, but it was enough where it's like, hey, shit, I'm not fucking using this. Like, one was like a fucking a resume building website that used AI, bro.
Was any of them like shit that you were still paying for?
Nothing was like major, like, you know, a
but
subscription
still, just
to
something
a movie.
Like, oh shit, I forgot to cancel that.
Yeah, that was one of them for sure. Yeah. And, like, I'm pretty sure I've been avoiding emails from them too. That's like, hey, thanks for like, you know, one of those deals. So, but no, I'm too lazy to go through all that. And it's not like I'm, you know, if money were a little tighter and, you know, I had to really focus on what it's being spent on, like, if I were smarter, I guess you would say, about, you know, my money, I would take inventory of those and be like, hey, this is what I need to do. But yeah, I guess I'm just not that financially intelligent to go through and do that without my hand being forced like it was.
Well, this is where I wanted to introduce you to our episode sponsor, RocketMoney.com. No.
Yeah, we could use that.
I would every time I sign up for something like that, where I do it for like a month, or I'm down to pay it right now, but I know definitely I'm not going to renew this, or maybe because like Dave, I will forget and then I'm paying the shit. I actually go like for free trials for all of that. I'll pay it. Or I'll sign up for the free trial, and then I instantly go into my subscriptions and cancel it.
Yeah.
So that when it goes to renew, it doesn't renew.
Yeah.
I do that shit pretty often.
Or I'll set a calendar event, like an all-day calendar event, like 3 days before to give myself some time. Yeah. And I've still not done that and, like, let it fucking lapse. But, like, I will. Like, I'll go out of my way to set an event and be like, all right, cancel the Apple News trial that you just fucking signed up for, you know, or something like that. So right. I will actively try, but yeah, I wouldn't call it subscription hopping by any means. It's too, I'm too lazy.
The kings of that is Planet Fitness. They're the kings of that.
Oh, gyms, I'm sure.
Because you can't cancel specifically Planet Fitness. I don't know about the other ones, but you can't cancel a Planet Fitness subscription online. You have to go to the location where you signed up at to cancel. So, oh, if man. You, yeah, exactly. So,
God forbid,
like,
you signed up on a trip.
If I was signed up in New York. And I moved. And I'm like, oh, I forgot to cancel.
And they convince you. They're just like, oh, no, yeah, no big deal, though. Like, you know, you can use this anywhere in the country. Like, you can sign up now and then just use it back home when you need to. And then you find out you had to go all the way back to North Carolina to cancel.
So, yeah, my brother did that. He went to North Carolina or South Carolina. And he,
oh, shit, for real?
Yeah. It was one of the Carolinas, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because his brother-in-law lives there. They were visiting. He talked them into going to the gym. He signed up at the gym like a fucking dumbass.
Oh, wow.
And then he was just like, yeah, you know, I'll just end up canceling it or whatever. And I told him, I was like, no, you can't. Like, my girl was paying a membership that was here locally, right?
Yeah.
She was paying for the membership at a very specific location, but we... Like, to go there, it's like out of our way to go straight there, cancel, blah, blah, blah. So she was just paying $10 a month every month. And every time it was taken out of her account, she was like, oh, yeah, I gotta cancel that. And that's every fucking month for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years. And that is exactly because it's $10. It's like, it's not really killing me. It's like just enough.
Yeah. That's their fucking business model, bro. It's just enough.
And it's yep. and they prey on lazy folks. They don't want active gym members going.
No,
they want the people beginning of the year where you sign up for $1, right? And you do the $10 a month, and then you stop fucking coming, and you're already a fat, lazy piece of shit, right? So now you definitely aren't making the trip to the store to that location to fucking cancel that shit.
Hell no.
Right. And then how do you justify it? Well, you know, every Monday and whatever, there's free pizza day. I'm going to go. There were people who would actually take their families there and fucking.
Oh, yeah. Eat I remember Terry telling us.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. Crazy. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that's I mean, I've recently started doing a lot of what you mentioned, which is, you know, canceling a lot of my subscriptions, and then when I need them, turning them back on, immediately canceling them, because you get access to it until the end of the month or the end of the 30 days, right? So then you still get access for that time, but you don't have to really worry about it auto-charging you. Because I have absolutely run into, you know, just how am I still paying for this thing that I forgot about? I have so many, like, not TV related subscriptions that should be canceled that I justify for one reason or another. I've been subscribed to Harry's razors.
And I've never seen you clean shaven in my fucking life, bro. Never.
This scruff has been here since like 2013.
Eight years I've known you, bro, and I've never seen a clean shaven.
Yeah,
face.
I don't. Yeah. I get. I'm on their like lowest plan, which is like once every 6 months. I think they send me three things, which have four cartridges in them each. So that's like 12 fucking blades every 6 months. That's still too many. So many. Basically, my girl has learned how to use a man's razor.
Somebody's got to use them, dog. That's smart. Because chicks' razors aren't cheap either.
Woman's razor, yeah. The women's razors are. Yeah.
So you're still coming out on top, dog.
It's working out. Yeah.
Audible was one of mine because.
Oh yeah, I got caught on the Audible train.
Yeah, because you sign up for Audible, and then I didn't realize that I had it right because Amazon comes out right, my Prime or whatever comes out, and it all comes out as Amazon.
You're right.
So, you know, they try to hide the Audible comes second.
Star Audible, I think, is how
yeah.
It
so, starts off so Amazon. You're just like
that's one of those monthly things I buy or some shit.
Right. So then you do that, and then it comes out. So when I started being more conscious of the shit that's coming out of my account, I went to go cancel it. That was like trying to figure out how to cancel your Audible subscription through Amazon was... It took some digging, bro. Like, it wasn't like, let me just cancel this real quick. Nah, bro. They made that shit hard as fuck to cancel Audible.
Yeah.
So some of y'all motherfuckers might be paying for Audible, bro. And
check your shit.
Wait,
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say when I did find out that we were still paying for Audible, from something that, you know, maybe had gotten one audiobook, like, because Audible doesn't sell audiobooks. You can only get access through a subscription. And most people don't realize this. So they sign up for it thinking, oh, it's $10 for an audiobook or whatever, but you're actually starting, you know, just a $10 a month subscription, right?
Right.
When I did find out, it was probably like a year or something that we had been paying for it. We must have had like 25 credits on Audible. It was like, well, we got to use all these fucking credits now. At least you don't lose it, right? Like, at least they give you like, I don't know, like 2 credits a month or something when you're paying.
Sure.
The sub. And so like I had so many credits. I just went the other day when you were telling me about these about the other book After Dark Matter
Recursion.
The Recursion book, I went back to Audible and I was like, holy shit, what are all these books? How do I have all these books in my Audible thing? I was like, oh yeah, that's right, I realized how many credits we got, and I just went on a shopping spree on Audible. Nice. Got mad shit on there, but yeah, no, I mean,
and then you can't read it.
Subscription,
you can't read them if you use them and you're not paying for the subscription, right?
No, I think you could still listen to them afterwards.
Afterward?
You don't have to be active subscriber. You just can't get anything new.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you know, there are those services. I don't think you have to pay for things like, you know, Rocket Money or whatever, but there's services like that that will go off and, you know, you basically log into your bank account or something through them, and then they scan through all of your transactions, figure out what you're paying monthly for, and be like, hey, do you still want to pay for this? And you, I think through some of them, I don't know if Rocket Money is one of them, but through some of them, you could just do like a one button unsubscribe me from this, and they'll go through their own back end process to go through the unsubscription for you. So that could That's be tight. A benefit if you find yourself stuck in that situation.
I think I've been getting pop-ups from Experian to do
1-800-insensitiveculture.com. Our financial advisors will
be assisting you shortly.
All right. So another news thing that popped up today that I found very interesting is Megan Thee Stallion is being sued for harassment by a cameraman, right? By a former cameraman. For having a hostile work environment. Now the situations in this, right?
Too much booty in his face? Is that what it is?
So, you're not far off, honestly.
You're not far off. So Emilio Garcia says that he filed a complaint on Tuesday in Los Angeles, stating that he was riding with the rapper in an SUV with three other women during a night out. And Megan and one of the other women began having sex right beside him while on a tour bus in Ibiza. He could not get out of the car as it was both moving and he was in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country. So this situation left him embarrassed, mortified, offended throughout the whole ordeal that he had to witness these two women having sex.
Well, first off, I'd like to commend him for his bravery and being so strong through all of this. I know that must have been very tough to deal Arduous. With, and I'm sure he's still dealing with the after effects. Constantly wanting to jerk off to it all the time because that's fucking sexy as hell. And this dude's the biggest bitch I've ever heard of in my life. Just props to him for being strong and sticking this out and, you know, hang in there, bud. It does get better. I promise. You're being strong and telling your story.
Oh, not only that, but he also accuses her of fat shaming him, allegedly calling him a fat bitch and telling him to spit his food out and you don't need to be eating.
Is this while she was having sex? Because that's kind of hot.
You're right.
Very George Costanza.
Yeah. This is a pastrami sandwich under the covers. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. I mean, come on, dude. Is this dude just looking for? It's not like it was Lizzo. I would have a if Lizzo like started having grab. Sex. I'm fucking calling the cops, dog. That shit's not right. But Meg Thee Stallion, son. Come on. I don't understand. I don't understand the problem. Is he gay? Because I mean, I could see that if he was. If he was gay, he's like, oh, this is making me uncomfortable. Because, you know, if you're on a tour bus with fucking Diddy and he starts pounding another dude while you're right there, you might be like, yo, cool the fuck out. I'm just saying. Let's try and look at Emilio's point of view. Is that his name, Emilio?
Emilio, yeah.
I was like, Emilio.
Emilio.
Don't be a bitch.
We were only there.
Yeah.
Do not want to see Emilio getting pounded.
No. Nor do I want Emilio to get pounded.
How about Carl Winslow?
I mean, he can get pounded if he wants.
I mean, yeah, if he wants to, sure. Don't make me watch. If Carl wants to get pounded by Emilio, sure.
Y'all believe that claim? Sidetrack
there? Who was that? Remind me what that was again. I don't think Johnny knows about that.
Yeah, someone recently came out.
Who's Carl?
Carl Winslow?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Family Matters?
Oh, I think I did hear this.
Yeah, there's what a, is this? There's an
Carl Winslow and Diddy.
Someone came out and said that, yeah, during a party, they opened a door and it was Carl Winslow getting his back blown out by Diddy.
Reginald Val Johnson?
Reginald Val Johnson.
I can't believe that at all. That sounds so fucking retarded. It's just ridiculous. There's absolutely no way.
That deserved a hard R, I mean, for sure. That's the craziest.
It does. That's the wildest accusation. Like
it is very, it's so wild that I kind of believe.
Is it almost plausible? Because why gonna, Carl Winslow?
Why would Carl Winslow be because the person that comes up in your mind, bro?
The thing to for you to believe.
I would believe why Jaleel would White.
Carl Winslow like risk his reputation and do that in front of a crowd of people?
No, it's he was in a room. Somebody busted in a room.
He was at a celebrity party. Yeah, he was at a celebrity party. And
yeah,
you know,
why would Carl Winslow risk getting his back blown out by Diddy in the middle of a party?
Because he is a gay man.
Right. I'd let some bad bitch blow my back out in the middle of a party, son. I don't care. Ana de Armas wants to take me upstairs at a party, son. Let's go.
And blow your back out?
Blow my back out, son. Fuck yeah. Talk about the Amazon position, son. Y'all know about that. Don't play like you don't know.
Dave trying to get fisted by Ana de Armas. Right.
That's my girl, Dave. Son. What she says
Anna's
goes.
Give him de Armas.
What she says goes. De fistus, Ana de fistus. Nah. Quit playing.
He's like, I'm down.
Let's get it. Let's go. As long as she licks her shit first, let's do it.
Yay.
<She's> like, oh goodness. Oh
man.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, who the hell knows? I trust no one. Anything is plausible, but that just seems so far fetched.
Yeah, and the whole, I don't know, the back to the Megan Thee Stallion thing, I think that shit is a money grab, man. People are just coming up with these situations. Facts. I mean, could it have happened? Yes. Unless he's gay, like completely gay.
I mean, I fully believe it happened.
I'm also believing that he's probably a gay man.
That's gay or not. I could believe anyone going through that and then later realizing I could probably get some money for this.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get some money for this. Yeah. So yeah. It was just a very wild situation.
That is wild.
But anyway, yeah, let's Dave, please continue.
What's up? What do I got?
With the fistus. What would you want Ana to do to you?
Oh, you're not getting a gif out of this. Fuck you. I was gonna lick my hand and just do the whole thing. I'm not gonna do it now. Because y'all like that too much.
Can we get a physical representation?
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah. She's going to use that mug.
You see these claws, dog? They'll get at you, son. Don't fuck with them.
She's going to use that mug just like that.
Hey. Hey.
Mug and all.
I'll take it.
Still hit.
All right. Is that enough for the news?
That's all for the news.
All right, let's get into some Hollywood.
Hollywood.
All right, we talked about it earlier. Sydney Sweeney. Apparently, there was a producer who's named Carol Baum that stated she's not pretty and can't act. You know, which I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, right? Why are these fucking ugly old fucking hag broads lately coming at like these younger actresses, like specifically in women? Like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, I do kind of get it.
Yeah, I mean, you get it.
I mean, I get it, but still, it's like they've been really coming at like specifically Sydney Sweeney, right?
The balls.
Yeah. The balls on these ladies.
I mean, there's definitely some hateration dripped throughout all of it. But also, where's the lie?
Yeah, where is the lie? Yeah, she's not that great of an actress.
She's not the has talent. Like, so from but what that, I recall, that's never this really quote stopped. Was the girl just, or not the girl, but the lady, this producer, director, whatever she is, had just finished watching the
her latest Sweeney movie
rom-com on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it, Not You or something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after finishing that, and probably hearing Sydney Sweeney's name 100 times over the past 6 months, was just like, I don't understand why this person is famous. Why does everyone want her? You know, she's probably, as a producer or director, getting hit up by casting directors all the time and maybe agents trying to push this person onto their stuff, or, you know, people suggesting her. And she's just like, I don't get it. Like,
you know what?
Besides a pair of tits, like, what makes her hot? Why is everyone? And I, and that's the other thing. I don't know when she said whatever, whatever about her being hot. Was she necessarily talking about her being like hot,
pretty, as in pretty,
pretty, or was she talking about her hot as in a hot commodity?
Sure, because
everyone wants her in a project. I don't know. I'll lean towards the probably negative and say she was talking about her pretty, but I say that, you know, there
no,
was
I said she's
she
not
had a little
yeah.
benefit of the doubt there that it could have been just talking about commodity.
So, but you know, there's just been a lot of this lately, right? Where they're hating on these younger stars, and we have to realize something. Like, times have changed, right? The movie stars of the past, It's just not the same fucking ball game, like, at all. Nowadays, all you need is exactly what she had, right? She had a pretty face, a nice pair of tits. The shit went viral on socials, and that's literally all you fucking need.
But that's what she's complaining about. Like, that's sad.
That's what the lady is complaining about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would complain too. Like, that's not all you need. That's all you need to be famous. Sure.
And that's all she is right now.
That's all you need to be an influencer. Sure. But but she's like I said, she's a hot commodity. Like, people want her in projects that she's probably not eligible for.
Same shit with Ice Spice. Like, she is not, her music fucking sucks. She's not talented. Yeah. She caught some fame. She has a fat ass. People are all into her looks. And the fame on socials, right? If she went viral for something, and it was mainly her ass. And you know what they did? They put some money behind her.
Yeah.
And they put her in all the right things. And no matter how shitty her music is, right? The younger generation, no matter how bad the shit is, they're going to champion her. And she's like paving the way for this new fucking sound. And that sound sucks.
But I think we have a right to be upset about that.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's still fucking hating when it's coming from some fucking, you know, some fucking troll behind something.
If the person who would have said this was some older hot lady,
it still would be hating, and it would still be seen in a negative fucking light.
So basically, you can't criticize anyone that's successful.
You can, but there's a classier way when right
well, I don't think she was making criticizing. A statement. I think someone she was being interviewed or something
taken
like that.
From a quote or
you're
something.
Making a statement when a you're quote, fucking if you're being interviewed and you specifically say, oh, I don't know why this person is where they are, she's not even that hot.
Like, in a response to a question, I think it was like a comment, and didn't think that it would be like on the record or something. Yeah. But still, regardless, it doesn't matter whether it's on the record, off the record, however it got taken. I think that I fuck with it. Maybe I'm just old, but I think there's always going to be some people that are famous in Hollywood or famous in the music industry for nothing other but their looks, right?
Rico Suave
was a one hit motherfucking wonder. He produced, Gerardo rather, right? Like, he made $1 million off a fucking whack ass Rico Suave song, right? Like, there's always something like that happens. There's
Suave.
No, I feel what you're saying.
But we should be also okay to criticize that and not be told that we're not supporting our fellow gender or whatever. Like, fuck that. Like, I don't have to, like, if I was a woman, I don't have to support Sydney Sweeney just because she's a woman. Now, it's I just think she's unfair to completely tear her down.
Yeah, just because I think she's getting
tits for no reason. She's doing
she's getting a lot of shit.
Like, this again, I said earlier, I'm not exposed enough, but from what I have seen, she's not that talented to be at such a high pedestal as she is right now.
Yeah, but those tits, bro. Right? Like, that's the argument right there. See, Dave?
I guess, but I mean, like, I know. How many those tits have I seen on
ThoughtSpot.tv? Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? ThoughtSpot?
I don't know. To me, it's
Hollywood.
It's a very easy thing right now to fucking hate on Sydney Sweeney just because she has a great pair of tits. And her response was perfect. She went out on vacation and she wore a sweatshirt that said something along the lines of
I'm sorry for having great tits.
That was perfect. Yeah. Perfect response. She has great tits. She's utilizing it. Every fucking interview she's in, every red carpet, she's wearing that low drop, like, you know, low cut. And you know, I support her. I support her in that choice.
Same.
Support her like a nice.
Did I support her by watching Anyone But You? No. Did I support her by watching Madam Web?
No.
No. No, not at all.
You support her by watching the TMZ photos of her on the red carpet.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they pop up on my thing.
I supported her in The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. I mean, no. Yes, you did.
She was in The Handmaid's Tale?
She was.
She was Homeboy's wife before she got murked. Spoiler alert.
That's her?
Yes, sir. Yep. I know. Underwhelming, right? Where were those tits and fucking...
I know. That's why I didn't pay no attention.
I know.
That performance lackluster.
Yeah.
But I did support her in Euphoria, where she showed her tits.
Yeah, I couldn't get
you and millions of women across the country.
Sure. Sure. Yep. Me and my fiance were definitely watching that. I guess it is pretty gay to watch her tits out and exposed.
For sure.
Let's see. Biggest news though. the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer fucking dropped. Let's fucking go. That shit was fire.
So was the previous one a teaser or was this trailer 2 or was this official trailer?
This was official trailer. The first one was a teaser.
Okay, cool.
Because it didn't really give away. I was watching the new Rockstar reaction. They probably dropped a full, breakdown today. Yeah. But I was watching the reaction and they were saying that it was cool to see that in the first original trailer, it specifically showed us Deadpool, and what he was going through when he meets the TVA and what we can expect with that. But this second trailer specifically like showed us that the movie is just as much a Wolverine movie as it is a Deadpool movie. And I can get behind that. Mm-hmm. We got to see the confirmation of Cassandra Nova. I think that was her name. Yeah. Professor Xavier's, twin sister, evil twin sister.
Yeah.
As the villain in this. Yeah, the big bad in this. Numerous fucking mutants from past movies and, some new ones that pop up. Fucking her coming out of Ant-Man's dead fucking head.
Yep.
Giant fucking deadhead. That shit was crazy. Hugh Jackman.
I do wonder if I doubt that it will, but I do wonder based on what they mentioned in that breakdown how there's a storyline that's like across both. I wonder, basically, I wonder if X-Men 97 will have any impact or play into what's happening in the Deadpool Wolverine movie. Maybe not. Sometimes the animated stuff doesn't always cross over. But it, technically, it's all canon, right? And so...
No, I've heard rumblings that, that X-Men 97 will definitely be a universe. Mm. Like, that will be possibly... I don't know about Deadpool, but in the future, X-Men 97, like, those characters may be used in future MCU films and shit.
Interesting. Y'all got to get on that.
Yeah. It's on my list. I kind of
get in the fire.
I like forget that that's released, and that is definitely just me show. So, I definitely have to get on that. So, but with this trailer, it's everything I expected. I'm fucking super excited for this. I saw it a few times.
Take all my money.
Yeah. Take all my fucking money. Yeah. Hugh Jackman, the fucking, we were having that debate amongst us on whether that's Hugh Jackman from Logan.
Yeah.
I think it is. I think it's that same Hugh Jackman because of, you know, the state of the world when Logan went down. It's somewhere, it seems like it's because, like, his haircut was specific to, I believe, First Class, like in one of those movies.
That's what he said in the video. Yeah, that the haircut doesn't look like the Logan haircut that it looks like from the last Days of Future Past or something.
Sure,
like that.
But also the fact that in Logan, obviously he was aged much more. It's much more in the future.
Yeah.
So you know, there's a lot of talk on how that is, and yeah, it very well could be another fucking a different world. All we know is that they said that in his world, everything
he
went to shit.
Everyone,
well, yeah, everything went to shit.
He failed everyone.
He failed everyone. Yes,
in his universe, he failed everyone. So I don't know that that's necessarily the storyline in Logan. Like, we do know that in Logan, everything went to shit, and that Logan was, like, depressed about how everything kind of turned out.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it was, it seems more like in Logan, Professor X was taking the blame for everything going to shit. And that it was his fault, that everyone else died. So that's the only, that plus the uniform, being the first time that we see that yellow uniform,
but like, that could have been given to animation. Him by the fucking TVA.
It could have been, I that's, you know, the thing for me that I'm like, well, we've never seen that uniform before, so maybe it's not.
It's a lot of correction that they're going to be doing in these.
But I think you also mentioned that we don't see him in uniform at all in Logan,
right.
So
we don't.
Could have been the uniform that he used in that universe. Who knows? But either way,
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see.
This looks like a movie I might need to see like 2 days in a row.
Yeah, word. Facts, dude.
Yeah. I haven't looked forward to a Marvel movie in a minute.
Yeah.
And this is definitely the one. Like, I don't know when the tickets are going to be on sale, but I'm copping them day of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Day of.
He is the Marvel Jesus, right?
He is the Marvel Jesus. And super excited for that. So the fucking fight scenes
anything else from that trailer that you call out?
Anything else from that trailer? I don't know. Let's see. Well, I don't want to play it cuz it plays Madonna and that shit would flag us.
One of the breakdowns I saw when they had the it was like a wide shot of the Ant-Man ship and then there was the little mutants sort of in front of it. They did the wide shot. Somebody called out one of the dudes looked like Kevin Nash as the Russian in what was that? The Thomas Jane Punisher movie. If you guys remember that. That would have been that'd be a crazy deep cut, dude, for
and it would be them to to do that.
And it would track 100%. That's why. And like the shirt he was wearing, I don't know if you guys remember that scene, that fight in the hallway with Thomas Jane and Kevin Nash, but the dude in the trailer really did look like it was fucking that Kevin Nash fucking Russian assassin dude.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think it was Pyro from one of the older X-Men movies. He's reprising his role. There were a few people who turned the roles down just because it was like not in the budget, but they definitely have, like, it's, they're taking those deep cuts. So I would not be surprised.
I'm with it.
If Kevin Nash is there.
Did y'all realize that I forget what her name is, but the blind chick there that he lived with, that he had the little cocaine shtick with at the end of the thing, that was the chick from Fallout.
Blind Al.
That was running the vault there, the bad black chick.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
oh, Betty?
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't... Now that you say it, it absolutely makes sense.
Yep.
Because I was like, huh, she seems familiar. And I was just assuming, oh, that's probably from the previous...
This is from the other Deadpool movies we watched. No, dude, I can't. I haven't been this excited about any movie, let alone an MCU project in a long time.
Fair.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the cast, the just on IMDb, and there's some rumored and... Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna walk away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're listed as rumored, but you know, it's already there.
So that means nothing. But
just the fight scenes, the let's fucking go being the tagline for this, right?
Yeah, like
it's just let's
three
fucking
F-bombs
go.
F-bombs in the trailer, did not expect.
Yes. Yeah. It broke records because it's, you know, it's the most curse words in any of Marvel.
Most curse words in a trailer, don't those usually start with red? Didn't those used to
be called
red
band? They used to
trailers?
Be called red band
they
trailers.
Used to be.
Yeah. They don't even classify them anymore, dog. It's just a trailer. Yeah. But they used to be excited for the red band trailer when that shit would drop. Bro, that was special, son. Yeah, I missed that.
It was. Good now call. It's just the regular fucking trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, that first scene.
Disney, of all places.
Yes.
Right.
Love that first scene that you called out when they're, you know, when they're in the bar.
Yeah.
And he goes to pull out his claws and it only comes out. Just the person. He's like, oh, whiskey dick of the claws. Yeah. Here it happens to Wolverines over 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then he says, he makes that line.
The line about taking a deep breath through your fucking forehead, bro. Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you come with me.
He says that in the first one or some shit, right?
Nah, I don't think
it was
that.
No, he says that in this opening scene when they're talking, and then he leans right into it. Wolverine
he's
just smiles and like leans right
and
into
it. He
kind of
smiled too. There's a little smirk
he did,
there.
Yeah,
he's like,
smiled.
Yeah,
he smirked at him and just leaned into it.
Oh,
it
I can't
perfect.
Fucking wait, bro. I can't fucking.
And then the
wait.
First fucking punch that he throws is a fucking claw to his dick, to Deadpool's dick, and the fucking
the
shooting
guns,
him
the
on,
guns in the
yeah,
fucking
with
sides,
the guns
bro.
He's just unloading on his fucking abs. So fucking good. So fucking good.
Can't wait. I really can't wait.
Can't talk enough about it. I'm amped. I was talking to Danny about it. He was like, yo, I watched the trailer like 10 times back to back while I was at the fucking gym.
Yeah, same, bro. Because I was in
just
the parking pumped, garage at work before going in. I must have watched it 5 or 6 times, dude.
Oh, so good. And that's not... not too far.
No, not at all. It's not GTA
July
far.
Is,
it's I mean, it's
July
not 26th. Tomorrow, but yeah, it's much
end
closer.
Of July. That's good.
Yeah, the end of July. So can't wait.
I'm gonna try and see it before y'all. I'm gonna try and get the earliest motherfucking tickets I can. I'll go at midnight. I'll take the day off of work. Whatever I have to do.
Yeah, bro, you're 3 hours behind.
Doesn't matter.
I know, right?
y'all got shit going on. Y'all got kids. Y'all got lives. Y'all can't just do it,
bro.
He's like, fuck my kids, dog. I'm about to go see Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Out,
both y'all
out,
motherfuckers, fuck them kids.
No, if it comes out the 26th, that means the 25th at like the first viewing's probably gonna be like 6-7 o'clock.
I'm gonna buy up that whole theater.
You know
I'm gonna
be there.
I'm gonna buy up
you know
that
I'm
whole
be
theater.
There.
Son,
and
so you
and
can't.
3 hours later is when your first viewing will be.
All right, we'll see. We'll see who sees it first.
I'm excited to even have this conversation about going to the theater.
Same.
Yeah, and you don't like that shit.
I hate that shit, son.
Word. Let's see. Quentin Tarantino says that he is no longer making the movie The Critic, which was supposed to be his 10th and final film.
10th and final.
Any speculation as to why that might be?
No, I can't even pretend to get in the mind of Quentin Tarantino.
He says he simply had a change of heart and will not be moving forward with the movie.
I feel like it was some pussy ass reason, because I feel like he gets mad emotional and shit and reacts, like when he was about to not make Django because the script leaked and shit. I feel like something happened where, I don't know, I feel like he bugged. I'm willing to bet he does end up making it. I bet he goes back on this. I'm just going to call it now. I feel like he'll go back and that will be it. But this is just him sort of having his little emotional quitting moment.
Sure. Hmm. It would make sense with, especially with the article that you sent me earlier stating that.
I don't know that I would want that.
Maybe he didn't either.
Maybe that was the change of heart.
Let me at least say it first before we say that.
Yeah. But,
you shared a link with us stating pretty much that it was rumored that in this movie it would kind of link the Tarantino verse where previous characters and actors who played those characters will reprise their roles in these, in this movie, by playing, it could be like a movie within a movie. Mm-hmm. It could be, like the characters are actual characters in this, but we would see a lot of people reprise their roles. And while, there's a part of me that is right there with you, Quest, where it's like, I don't know if I would want that. But knowing how Quentin does his shit, we would absolutely fucking want that. it would be done.
You'd be like, oh yeah, I wanted that. I needed that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that I wanted that, right. And now I do want it.
Maybe
that's also
why he killed it though. Maybe he started seeing like Sam Jackson and John Travolta interact with each other, and he was like,
they ain't Vincent and Jules no more. Bald ass right. Travolta.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they both be wearing wigs, but either for way, sure. It's yeah. still like
it'd be pretty meta for him to go out like that. Even having other actors and play those actors. Like
I think it's just played out now.
It's like a Seinfeld ending to it his is. Career. Yeah.
Nothing's worse than a Seinfeld
and
ending.
And that's it's not the best.
As long as they're all not cool, sitting in jail.
Okay, but
I am selfishly still hoping that now, since he's not doing this, that we get Kill Bill 3.
I would not be mad at that, his being his final movie.
Yeah, no?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be mad
Kill
at
Bill
that
3,
either.
The bride grows up, her daughter, her daughter's going through some shit. And
Zendaya.
Now it's her daughter's turn. Yes, I've seen it with Zendaya, but I've also seen it with her actual daughter, who's one of the stars of Stranger Things, and
really
that would be fire.
Oh, Maya Hawke.
Yes,
I was thinking of what's her face's daughter coming to get revenge against the bride, Vernita Green, Black Mamba.
Oh yeah. No,
yeah,
no,
I can
no,
see
no,
the
no.
Maya Hawke or a Maya Hawke versus Zendaya fight.
I mean, it could be, yeah. And Zendaya Tight. Plays, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's
like, your mom killed my mom. Now we got to fight.
Sure. Sure.
Dope.
Because that is a loose thread.
Uma Thurman's daughter.
Maya Hawke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you know it, though, she looks just like her and Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
More like Uma.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I knew that she was a nepo baby at all. Interesting.
Good. So she earned your respect on pure acting chops?
No. She's fine and all, I guess.
Like fine?
No.
Nah. Oh, well, why not? She could be fine.
I mean, she's just not
fine. She's not fine. She ain't fine.
She ain't ugly.
No, she's not.
She's just not foine.
Yeah, I didn't honestly think Uma Thurman was like super foine either. Like
Uma Thurman was
like foine. She looked good in Kill Bill.
Yeah. She did.
But like, yeah, Mia Wallace was
She has her moments. She has her moments.
Yeah, no, she does. She's a good looking lady, but not foine.
Yeah. We have yet to do a marry, fuck, kill with Uma.
So. Yeah, we'll do.
I don't even know. Who's going to put her up against? Like
somebody that we want to fucking marry.
Yeah. Well, speaking of foine, right? I don't even know if she qualifies as foine, but we fuck with her. Mia Goth is rumored to be with new script details have revealed that she will be the possible big bad in the new Blade movies. Or really? Movie, let me say.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's some new details. I can fuck with that. I can see her. She's definitely a good big bad. I think she could play that vampire role very, very well.
Okay. I'll fuck with it. I can
see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was that.
Mia Goth.
Yeah. Let's see. And the last thing that I have here is Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be playing Frank Sinatra in a new Martin Scorsese film.
Oh, yeah.
The Jennifer Lawrence playing his wife?
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence will be playing his wife, Ava Gardner.
Oh. That's a fucking fire cast.
That is.
With so far.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't get an Oscar because the Academy hates him, but Leo and Jennifer Lawrence definitely have a chance.
You think the Academy hates Scorsese? I
don't know, it's a Frankie movie, though. If he does
he tries
well,
so hard, too.
I think the Academy loves Frank.
Yeah.
He tries so hard to be nominated for sure.
Oh, yeah. Every year, bro. He only has one fucking Oscar.
What was that for?
Now I got to look it up.
The Departed?
Was it? No, was it Raging Bull? I feel like it was something that
you wouldn't... I want to say it was something old.
So it definitely was something old.
Mm. I would definitely look forward to that. I think that would be pretty dope. I could see Leo doing Frankie. He could play that part.
He won for Best Director, The Departed.
Oh, The Departed. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that was just adapted.
Yeah. Still, I love that movie.
Yeah. That was great. And that was what, like 2003, 2005?
2006.
I want to say five. All those classics he made. Six. And The Departed gets it. And not shit since.
Yeah.
No.
No love.
Gangs in New York?
No.
Nothing.
Hugo, come on.
Goodfellas? Nothing.
Hugo.
Yeah, Hugo, fuck. The Irishman was trash.
Yeah, I didn't
what
really
was the
care
other
the
one that came out this week? Timothy Chalamet as
Bob Dylan. Dylan. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw some pictures.
Oh yeah, nice.
He looks like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day in the pictures that
he saw.
Yeah, like big time.
Yeah,
I can see him playing.
I don't know enough Bob Dylan to be excited, but I know enough about Bob Dylan to be like, this will be interesting. In kind of the same way, if it's done well, in the way the Queen movie with Rami Malek, that was super.
Oh,
dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I
enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, so I think I didn't know enough. I knew who Queen was, and I knew some of their songs, but I didn't know their whole story and whatnot.
Yeah.
So if this is done well, I could get behind that Timothy Chalamet as a Bob. It looks good. He looks the part. So that's step one. He's a pretty decent actor so far.
Yeah, I fuck with him. Kids got chaps.
He's another one that gets a lot of fucking hate.
But I think he's actually talented. I don't think he's just a cute boy that, gets freaking jobs just for looking good.
It helps for sure, but then he backs that shit up when it's time, for sure.
Yeah.
I think he commits. He does well.
I still fuck with Wonka.
Neither of y'all have seen Dune 2 yet, right?
Nah.
Yeah. I believe it's out on rent already.
Yeah.
Which means it's available on digital and possibly some plexes.
Might be. Sure. I'll have to check out some plexes.
Yeah. And
I'm gonna. That's on my list.
Yeah.
That's on my list. I really want to watch it. I've just been having to rewatch the first one. I may actually just watch a breakdown of the first one.
I was gonna say, I'm not gonna rewatch Dune 1 because I remember not being super thrilled with it.
It actually worked out for me. Like
Okay.
I was trying watch it because of the Vision Pro, and it came out it was available in 3D on Vision Pro, and I wanted to watch a movie in 3D on Vision Pro, et cetera, et cetera. So I think I actually they put it on sale. And so I think I got it. I actually bought it for like $5 or something like that.
Sure.
Which it might be like one of three movies I've paid for on iTunes or whatever.
I was going to say.
And so now that I own it, then I'm like, well, of course I'm going to watch it. But mostly tech demo because I wanted to see what a dope movie looked like on Vision Pro. And it took me 4 or 5 days to actually get through it. But I did. And it just so happened to I think I finished it 2 days before I ended up going to see Dune 2.
Nice and fresh.
So it it was very fresh. Everything kind of flowed well together. I'm pretty sure it picked up almost right behind, where the main movie stopped.
Gotta peep it. Yeah,
I don't know.
I'll probably watch it.
I'll consider it because I really want to watch it. But
unless you want to let me cop that Vision Pro,
it works as a like it's the way we saw when we saw Dune 1, we were like, it was a good movie, but
it was just like it left more to be designed. Yeah, I wanted some action and I wanted some fighting.
Watching it leading into Dune 2, it's you're like, oh, what a fucking setup! Like, they did. What was that?
What?
Why giving us that heart eyes? I've never seen that.
I did heart eyes
before.
I don't know. I did. I just rubbed my eyes like that.
Then like a bunch of hearts came out of your eyeballs. Heart. That's. Oh yeah! Look at that. Look at cute. Never seen that before. That's cool. So you got to watch it on the YouTube to know what we're talking about, guys.
I didn't even know I had that feature because it doesn't do anything else. Hours. It's never done that for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's because it's on the M1. Okay. Gotcha. Anyway, do you guys have anything else to add to this stellar conversation?
Big titties.
Tig old bitties.
Seems to be the conversation piece for this episode. But since that's all we have,
Tig old bitties.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. You made it this far, so that means you fuck with us. And that means we fuck with you. So we appreciate you. Remember to tune in next week because, we don't plan on stopping. And I said all the things in the beginning that you should re-reference.
Yeah. Go back to the beginning.
Subscribe. All that shit.
All that. I turned my shits off.
Like, review, subscribe, all that shit.
Sign up. Be a member. Get access to our exclusive episodes that haven't dropped yet, but there will be.
But there will be
member specials.
But most importantly, just remember that we love y'all. Thank you. We'll catch you next week. Peace.